everyone, and welcome to the Inside OSU podcast. I'm Molly Shagru. So as you could have guessed, our podcast originates from Oklahoma State University, but we really try to keep it interesting for everyone. This week, our target audience is anyone who is even thinking of coming to Stillwater. Of course, it's only June right now, but in about another month or so, a new wave of residents will be moving to town as the fall semester begins. So yes, this is America's friendliest college town, and yes, you're supposed to be spending your time studying, but what about in your free time? And not only your free time, but what about when mom and dad, your sister and brother, your entire family comes to town? So today's podcast is titled Things to Do in Stillwater, and you might want to grab a pen and paper for this one because these are some things you won't want to forget. Naturally, we'll cover things to do on campus, but we'll also be covering things to do in Stillwater in general. My first stop was campus, where I talked to John Mark Day, who is the Director of Leadership and Campus Life. We talked about events and activities OSU not only puts on for students, but also for the entire community of Stillwater. Here's my interview with John Mark Day.
A lot of what we do is available to anybody in the community to come. So one of the great things we do during the summer is an event called Summer on the Plaza. So every Thursday night in the month of June, we have big bounce houses, water activities for families throughout the community to come bring their kids. There's a free movie that we put on the Student Union Theater. And these are recently released movies that folks can come to. We have lots of games and vendors throughout the community, really just as an opportunity to get families here on campus. We also do a big series called the Allied Arts Series, which is done by a student fee is what pays for it, but it's open to anybody in the community. Well, we will bring in national performers to come and perform for our students, come work with folks here on campus. They'll give a master class to some OSU folks. We will provide a lot of events and activities, and then we do big all-campus events. So things like Lights on Stillwater, which happens the first week of class, where vendors from throughout the community will come and will set up outside of Gallagher Iba, where folks can come and shop and get to know what's going on in the local community. We will do things like the Fanfare of Lights, which is our holiday lighting extravaganza that happens in December every year, where we will light the campus orange, have a lot of local choirs come and sing. Really just a very family-friendly event. We do hot chocolate and big things. So we are really focused on providing both OSU students and our Stillwater community with great things to get to do really throughout the year.
What can someone expect on a typical weekend in Stillwater?
So on a typical weekend in Stillwater, there are going to be a lot of things happening here on campus and in the community. So we will be putting on events and activities, movies. Obviously, if there are athletics events, we will be collaborating with them to provide spaces for students to go to. Another great thing that you'll see a lot of our students take advantage of is Lake Carl Blackwell. So we actually have a huge lake and recreation area here in the city of Stillwater that is technically an OSU facility. And so it's discounted for students to use, and they've got fishing and all of the motorboats and water sports and activities that way. You can go camping out there. They actually have cabins that you can rent out there as well. And so that is a good resource that a lot of our students take advantage of, along with things like the Botanic Gardens and other OSU facilities throughout the community.
Are there any events or things people can do that aren't really well known that you wish people had known more about?
So one of them is Lake Carl Blackwell. It's part of our campus rec department, and we have access to getting all of the kayaks and paddle boards and everything like that all out there through OSU. We have a great adventure trips program. So students could sign up to go hiking, canoeing, camping, backpacking all through our rec sports area. I think that's a thing that is easy to not realize that we have a lot of because it's all happening someplace else. I think other things that are really awesome for students to take advantage of that we may not pay a whole lot of attention to, things like the art museum. So we have a really cool art museum downtown that's also an OSU facility. It's actually the former post office. And so it's this awesome architecture that they've done a great job of restoring into a beautiful art museum that brings in a really cool exhibits, national tours, and does a great job of educating folks about the role of art and what we can do with it and how we can incorporate that into our daily lives.
Where can people go to find all this information about events and activities that are being put on?
The best place for folks to go to find out what's going on would be to visit the Student Union website, which is union.okstate.edu. We keep a full calendar of events there. You can also follow along on Twitter and Instagram, both the Student Union's page and the Leadership and Campus Life page. We keep all of those updated and posted with all of our events happening.
Of course, there are plenty of things to do on campus, but what about off campus? I stopped by the Visit Stillwater Tourist Information Center and talked with Christy Morrison and Nicole Horn about what there is to do in Stillwater outside of campus. Here's my interview with Christy Morrison and Nicole Horn.
One of the great things about Stillwater is there's something for everyone to do. No matter what age you're coming in at or what age your kids are, there's always something for everyone to do in Stillwater. So it's a great place to host meetings and events because you can find something for everyone.
What are some events that people can look forward to attending throughout the year in the fall, in the winter and spring, and the summer?
It's funny you say that. I was just typing up an email to it's a professional women's soccer league, and they're going to have a huge championship event. And it's not really public yet, but it's going to be. And so we're talking to them about it. I mean, we have a state-of-the-art, impressive, awesome stadium. Just makes sense that we might have the opportunity to host some of those type of events. We have Epic Performance Athletes that has a week-long clinic. We also have professional bull riders coming in the 29th and 30th of this month. And I'm already charging up my camera because I have a feeling this is going to be some great photo ops.
What are some other events throughout the year? Like, mm-hmm. Then there's like the Stillwater Arts Festival.
That's
and stuff
right.
like that will happen.
Yeah, well, you bring up April, and April is something that we always have to bring up because April is our heaviest event month of the year, which just means there are so many events. And the Arts Festival has historically been during what we call Legends Weekend when we have the spring football game. Remember the 10 run, the Arts Festival. Library usually has some events around that same time. A lot of the different events that really appeal to a lot of different types of people. The Arts Festival, I'm glad you brought that up, is our longest running event in the community. Has been going on for many, many years. So we like to see its transition and see it grow. You know, we're the county seat, so we get to host a Payne County Fair every year. And one thing that is unique to our fair is it is free to actually attend the fair. Now, obviously, if you're going to buy some delicious fair food or ride the rides, there's a cost to that. But it is still a free fair, and you get to go experience all of the exhibits and the animals. And I didn't get to grow up with an ag background, so I love going and learning from the owners, and especially if they're young people. Say they have let me help brush their cattle out or talk to some of their animals with them. And it's just a fun experience.
What are some things that people can look to do in the fall semester, things that people can do?
We have a lot of theater. We have music events. In Stillwater, at any given time, there's going to be live music, not just one night a week. It's going to be multiple nights a week. In multiple venues.
We kind of have been telling people about making a package of things. So you could go to TS Fork and have one of their one-of-a-kind prefixed menus. So it is from farm to table type food to do that. And then go to a musical is something that is fun and exciting, whether you're here for a football weekend or not on a football weekend. It gives you something to do and a neat experience that you can't just experience everywhere you go.
We've received a lot of phone calls about our Town and Gown Theater. It's known statewide because it is a true theater in the round. And I talked to some folks that are involved in one that actually kicks off this week. And it just is, it's so intimate that I actually can't sit on the front row because it makes me very, very nervous because you feel so part of the production. But a lot of people love that, but it is so neat. And a lot of times you'll see people you know. You'll go and you'll think, oh, I know that guy. And then all of a sudden he starts singing and you'll think, I didn't know he can act and I sure didn't know he could sing. And that's what's neat about going to performances like that in a smaller town is you're going to probably know some people in it.
Our downtown area is really great. You've got everything from restaurants down there, shopping, coffee shops, Granny's now has mimosa towers, which have been very popular. So with that, you know, you have 405 across the street, Grace Good and Every Man, which is right down there. And those all give something a little bit different. District Bike is a place, great place just to go and kind of check out what they've got. They've got all kinds of neat and unique things. Summit across the street does their t-shirt sales during crazy days, but they've got all kinds of your outdoorsy type of things. Chillwater is just a little bit up from all of those down on the main street, but they've got some really neat Stillwater clothing that you can't just find anywhere.
What is the cuisine like in Stillwater? What are the different kind of restaurants?
Well, I think you can find something really for everyone. There's a lot of, obviously the chain restaurants, but there's a lot of unique to Stillwater as well. I think if you're on campus, the Ranchers Club is something you can't not talk about because it is outstanding food. It's right there on the university campus. Some of the best steaks I've ever had, some of the best salmon I've ever had.
Yeah.
Reservation Thursday and Sunday brunches are at TS Fork. And that is fresh food from Oklahoma producers to the plate, served family style. So it's an experience as well as it is an excellent place to go eat. It's so good. Of course, Eskimo Joe's and Mexico Joe's, some Stillwater staples as well as Hideaway. And it's the original Hideaway. So even if some folks live outside of Stillwater, they still maintain that it tastes different in Stillwater. I think it has something to do with those ovens.
And another place that's original here to Stillwater is Coney Island, which they have recently done a remodel in there. And they're working on some different things like a rooftop bar and all that. Some fun things that if you have younger kids with you or don't like the nightlife, White Barn Estates has some great bumper boats, miniature golf, some different things that you can do that are make things maybe a little bit competitive and fun.
What are some like outdoorsy activities that people
I knew you were going to bring that up. The minute you start talking about golf, I'm like, oh, I totally forgot about recreation. Recreation is some families, they just love to go. You're going to have to help me with some of this because I don't know what they're called, but the standing paddle boat,
yep.
Is that right it is?
Paddle boards and kayaks.
Yes, and that's at Lake McMurtry
and
Boomer Lake both.
Also, there are mountain biking and hiking trails out at Lake McMurtry, which are great fun. You can also camp out there, so there's a little bit of something if you want to bike or hike or paddleboard and kayak out there. It's fun. It's a great open area.
So in the winter months when things are a little bit colder, what are some things that people can do indoor?
Stillwater has some great fun things. They still have the farmers market in the winter and in the fall, except they hold it inside the Prairie Arts Center. You can also do the cipher room. It's a great kind of like an escape room. So they have got 2 to 3 rooms there now. The Ultimate Air Trampoline Park, which is good for any age. They've got some great music that they play. There's even a toddler section. So if you've got some younger kids, that's a great place to go.
Downtown, if you're into the arts, we have the OSU Museum of Art downtown. We have a history museum, Medela Gallery, which has all of them have rotating exhibits that come in and out of the community.
What are some of the new businesses that have opened up just recently?
Oh gosh, there's so many. Almost everything that we've talked about in regard to recreation, it's obviously the lakes aren't new, but a lot of the amenities are.
I was going to say a new fun one that I have found is Iron Monk Brewery, and
yes,
they do brew tours on Saturday, which is really neat. They kind of give you the inside look of how their beer is made, and the tours are really great. They're very beneficial, and those guys that run it there, they're good people.
And they always have live music, which is so neat as well. In fact, Wayne Bovenshin, who's really active in the Oklahoma State University marching band, he is very active in a lot of local like 3- and 4-piece bands as well. Mm-hmm. And it's just fun to be able to see them in different environments.
And one of the other things that I see a lot more of now than when I moved here is food trucks and snow cone stands. You know, those things have really taken off and grown, and they are here through the summer and through the winter. So you can always find them somewhere in town too.
Has Stillwater grown a lot in the past 5-10 years?
You know, I have been in Stillwater for 4 years, and I'm going to tell you that Stillwater has grown a lot in the past 4 years since I've been here. And we've had some new and fun things like flying into Stillwater. So American Airlines flies in here to Stillwater 3 times a day. So that's something that's new and has helped grow this community so much because you don't have to wait in line. You don't have to, you know, pay for parking. So it's great to have that service right here in our back door.
Yeah, it was it's been so beneficial to us on so many levels. But what's really neat is flying in and having right across the aisle from you a student and their parents that are looking at Stillwater as a potential site to go to school. In fact, we still are friends with a young man from North Carolina. North Carolina, yep. Not South Carolina, but North Carolina. And in fact, he didn't get to go home this summer. He has a job out at Lowe's. And so we kind of try to take care of him. So we're kind of the kind of temporary moms to some of the students. And a lot of them is because we meet their parents on the airplane. So what's really fun is when I use that, and I usually travel with my logo on, when I come into the inbound terminal, I usually say, does anybody need a ride? And every time except for one, I have given somebody a ride back to their dorm, their house, their hotel, and parents are going, this town is awesome.
Stillwater might be a college town, but there's clearly just as much to do outside of campus as there is to do on campus. So whether you're a student, the parent of a student, the parent of young children, or even a young adult starting off in the workforce, or a new resident of the community, you can be sure to find something to do in Stillwater. Thanks for listening. I'm Molly Shagrew. Tune in next week for another edition of the Inside OSU podcast.